morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then another thing I saw this weekend, which is the most horrifying psycho thing ever. You might have it in your stories. There's a dude checked into his hotel. He's sleeping, and the manager cracks in the door. Guy's sound asleep. He wakes up like, what's that? The manager of the hotel is sucking his toes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean that would be an instant murder, and like he busts into the room like
old
like
Davey Neal sucking on the toes.
Davey Neal's for your toes. He got down there and I mean, what did he think he was getting away with?
For the record, David denies doing any foot stuff. He admits to entering the room, but he claims he did it because he allegedly smelled smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to check on the guest.
Well, the police came by and took photos of the pruny toes, and David's in big trouble.
As believable as that sounds, he never reported the smoke smell to security, and no one else at the hotel smelled any smoke.
Well, he's just a hero. He didn't want to cause mass hysteria.
Right.
He's
true.
You know,
he didn't have Steve Martin's dog with him, so we couldn't quite warn the others.
S-head.
Yeah. Hit a fire? But, yeah, we've all been in a hotel that's a little cringeworthy at one point in our lives, and good Lord, could you imagine waking up to a stranger sucking your toes anywhere in your life? The beating that would ensue would be, I don't know, maybe not. You wake up from that and you're just like, this guy's willing to do this. What else is he going to do? Am I tied to something?
After this incident, that Hilton Hotel in downtown Nashville is sold out for the next six months.
Well, there's a lot of strangers that really like it. Who doesn't put the little whippy thing on the door?
Is that Camp KDKB or what?
Like every hotel room, like, yeah. Well, no, they don't even have doors on their hotel room. Just hang their feet out into the hallway for the group sucking. Who doesn't do the little gold U-turn around the knob on a hotel door? Everyone, right? It's impenetrable.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the best lock in the history of man. It makes a huge ga-gunk. You can't quietly even try to open a door. Who leaves their door, even if you have a key? And you put the little hooky thing on.
The hooky bobby.
The hooky bobby. I don't know what it's called, but it's a hooky keepy outy. I don't know. It keeps people from sucking your
feet.
They
call it the George Strait lock on the rooms.
The dummy lock. Everybody, I'm George Strait. Yeah, I don't like you. And it's the simplest little flip. Sometimes you don't even have to lock your hotel door. You just flip the hooky bobby. It has to have a name. I don't know what it is, but
and
it's
that
the,
guy,
the whippy lock.
Had to have been, Davey Beals scouted him out. It's like, I'm going to that. I'm going to 402.
Weak. He saw a victim. He's like, I'm going to suck on that guy's feet and sleep tonight.
I smell smoke.
Thank God. I think he's smoking. I'm going in. What are the risks you take to say, I hope he's a heavy sleeper?
You just lose.
You can't find a win in that.
And it is a Hilton, too. It's not like it's the El Cortez on Fremont Street or something.
Yeah, you're not sitting your car's sitting outside the door. It's not one of those. It's not stuff you see on OP Live every weekend.
Right, dude, figure there's, it's a Hilton. He's got clean feet.
Yeah. He popped in. Our showers are nice. Man, he's not waking up for any of this.
I'm going to try the pinky toe.
It's part of our tuck down service.
Housekeeping.
Oh, yeah, just tucked the bit. What are you doing?
Part of service, suck toe.
He pants. Here's more cookies.
Oh, my God.
Now I leave a little chocolate on the pillow. Thanks for staying here.
In order of chocolate LeBaron.
But how, like, the risk I would you'd take being like, oh, this person better be a heavy sleeper because I'm going to suck their feet. Or you just busted in to see what was going on. You're like, ooh, those toes. Did like it was spontaneous.
Yeah, or, you know, downstairs before he was heading up, was he at the bar and they had a great conversation? Like, and the guy I think this guy's into me.
And he's in flip-flops and I'm half hard. And I'm going in his room.
I'm going in.
What the hell's going on down there?
Hey! You're the manager!
Thanks for staying at Hilton. It's weird. You know what's
funny? Did he get unlimited use of the mini bar?
Yeah,
that's how do you make up for that?
Those are the conversations in life I want to hear. When the dude wakes up and goes, what the f*** are you doing? You get free lifetime stays at Hilton. All right, get to it. Like, there would have been a moment for me when I woke up and caught the guy. Hey, I'm going to kick your ass, buddy. You better have a reasonable explanation for what you're doing. Hey, I'm the manager. I can get you free rooms. You're Hilton's rewards forever.
I'll keep going.
All right, then. Pick a toe, any toe. With the whole foot, what do you want to do next?
I'd have kicked the guy in the face, though. I mean, you got another foot.
There would have been some beating going on.
So, John, what did you think about your first visit to Nashville?
I enjoyed most of it. There was this one moment. I didn't throw the hooky bobby on the door, and the next thing you know, Greg, the manager, sucking on my toes. You got to be a heavy sleeper. I wake up in hotels when the air conditioner pops on a little loud. Is there somebody in here going to suck my feet? I worry all the time now, and now I got to think about, oh, Jesus, somebody's in here to suck my toes. But yeah, that's a weird moment, so... Well, if anything, the lesson is always throw the little hooky bobby, U-turn latch, whatever that thing's called. Gotta have a name.
Security latch.
Whatever it is. It's impenetrable. You can have all those security cards and electronic locks, and when the door shut, it automatically goes like Fort Knox. Nothing. No, Patrice O'Neill does a great thing about how housekeepers try to get in with the chain or the little lock. They'll open it just to that little gap and still try to...
Housekeeping, I have to make your bed.
They still try to squeeze through that little hole and they can't... There's no getting in a room unless you kick the door open. The hooky bobby works great. I have no idea what that thing is. It's the best lock invention ever. Deadbolts, all that other crap. You can pick those. I don't know anything about the hooky bobby that is, quiet. I can pick a lock and make it go and quietly click. You got to kick the door off to get that thing. So this dude left his door open. And maybe there's some, if I was the guy sucking toes, I wouldn't have said I didn't do it. I'd have said, we're gay. He invited me into his room. I'd have lied like crazy. Because if I'm willing to suck toes and break into your room, I'm not above lying to the cops about what happened that night. It certainly isn't going to be. I thought I smelled smoke. Were you sucking his toes?
Oh, God.
He says you were.
Nope.
Man, this is weird now. Because there's going to be another person that comes out. I woke up with pruny feet at that Hilton.
So, if there's no video...
He did it. You DNA test the feet.
I guess you want the jury because you're like, yeah, you'd have to.
You just swab that guy's toes. And if there's any of that other dude on your toes at all, he's going to jail for a long time.
I have a drooling problem.
Yeah, I drool all over feet. It's disgusting. I'm like Kang from The Simpsons. It is brutal.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Now, this is the guy says, I worked at a hotel for a couple years. That latch you are talking about is penetrable. Hotels have a special tool to get it open for people who refuse to leave. No kidding. So that means it's available to toe suckers. I didn't know that. Thanks, TJ. No idea. But you're right. Brett's right. You get a kick in the head for that.
Oh, 100%.
Would you do it for free rooms at a nice place? Like if you were in the Grand Californian at Disneyland. Pretty expensive.
How long?
The whole weekend, the whole stay.
I know, but how long is sucking the toes?
Who knows? You just woke up.
Regular session,
you
woke 5-10 minutes.
You woke up and it was happening. It may have been going on for an hour, but when you woke up, you noticed it was happening. Dude's got your toes in his mouth, and he's got wide eyes now because he's like, oh, they're awake.
I would say, G.
What up, G?
Not my cup of tea.
Right.
But you get the free weekend? Yeah, I'm in.
Or would you fight him immediately, or would you wait for the, let's see what I can get out of it? I think you'd go for the barter. You'd barter.
Well, he'd have to present that pretty quick because he might be catching a kick to the face right off the bat. Sure.
And don't suck Kirby's feet or you're going to get your head kicked
now,
in a month.
Now you're talking about partial ownership of
Kirby's
the Grand Hotel.
Kirby's shoes this weekend. She was
kidding. Was she in her blazers?
Big boats that way. I'm like, man, Kirby's feet are outrageously large.
So if somebody
She's got growing to do.
I know.
She's not done yet. She's going to be like 6'5". You got a daughter on you that's going to be tall. I looked at her feet and I'm like, they're big. Those are now officially past me. I'm at 12. I'm proud of her.
Hey, anything you got rolling over?
I got a couple. Fact of the matter is, you're not outside teaching post moves or picks is beyond me right now.
Look, she's got the tennis bug. I'm very happy for that. She wants to go after it.
Dumb. Basketball
She'll
bug.
Be back. Okay.
All right. You need to be a forceful parent. You need to get out there and start going.
She's
going to
get a street Kirby way out in front of your arena.
Every day. Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Footprint Center will just have her picture on the top of it. You get her up there every day. Just, let's just go dribble around. If daddy shows interest, she'll be like, you know what? I love my dad. I want to be out there with him.
Yeah.
If you start acting like hoops is the way to go, you push tennis on her. That's stupid. Tennis is like making Kirby a shortstop. She's not going to have those giant crusty feet. She's not going to be able to run around on a tennis court very good. Basketball, that's where it's at. It's silly. My feet were too big for shortstop. They moved me to third. They had big boat feet and tiny little body. Anyway, those are some big shoes. The dude starts sucking on those. Forget it. Brady's little adorable Flintstone feet. Oh, man. You get four toes in one hit. Yeah. Anyway, they can get in. I didn't know that. Which is awful.
Well, would you? I mean, if they're offering you the tower suites at the Aria for the weekend?
It wouldn't be just the weekend.
Okay.
It would have to be like...
But that was the deal. It was... they'd comp you for the weekend.
No. Then I'm calling the police.
Yeah.
Because a weekend, I can afford a weekend. What I can't afford is like free hotels everywhere. Like a magic card.
Like you have the Hilton card.
Yeah. And I would tell the guy, I'm like, look... This thing, I get any guff at a desk in any part of the world with this card, I'm turning your ass in. And then I make him write down some stuff. I'm like, this is my blackmail on you. You keep your job and I keep quiet, but I get the special card. I don't necessarily want him in jail.
That's an easy deal. Go to town on the toes.
But here's the other thing. How many times has he done it and gotten out? How heavy is America sleeping?
I think he just figured this
is his first time.
Yeah.
I don't. You don't go in there and suck toes the first
time. I don't think he has that kind of juice to give them the people that aren't going to do it. Or he found the right ones that liked it.
If they liked it, why do we know about it?
What if it comes out where the guy actually made him do something first, the guest?
You see a picture of the dude?
Like they exchanged. Oh, yeah.
He's the night manager at Gil Cortez, I'm telling you.
He looks a little rough. He looks like a toe sucker. Like if I were to get a picture of this guy and say, what do you think he's done wrong? I'm like, that could probably, he either caught masturbating in a window or touching somebody inappropriately. I probably wouldn't have jumped to sucking toes, but when you told me, I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm just looking at his, he's got that molting kind of flock hair.
They're called Penco Privacy Door Latches. PLDs is what they call them in the
PLD.
That's what I'm getting emailed.
The guy got through the PLD.
Yeah. David Neal. The guy who got his toes sucked is named Peter Brennan. So you don't take that chance of risking your name out in these stories if it didn't actually happen. I believe Peter Brennan woke up to that dude to Woodstock sucking on his feet. What's with the hair, man? He looks like Snoopy's pal.
I want to know what Peter Brennan looks like.
Pruny.
Like what?
More than likely.
Because then, does Davy Neal have a certain person? Like, oh, I know he's got gold feet.
Is there a certain size he's into? Removable shoes. Flip-flops. Creepy weirdos amongst us all. Ugh. Tactical black. I'm going to practice that today. I'll lay comfortably in bed with my eyes closed. Josh will suck my feet, and we'll work on a defense. I just want to see Josh and Tony have to suck on my toes.
You're supposed to wake up during all this, right. John.
I don't know what to do, Jay, so I'm going to stay real calm. He's supposed to wake up, Jay. Keep sucking. Fight back, John. Why? This is amazing. I don't think I've ever had anybody like meaningfully suck my feet. It's always been a joke.
I haven't.
I've had penetrative sex with my big toe. Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that one.
I footed a girl.
You footed a girl?
Yeah, I footed her.
Jesus, what kind of girl's you with?
She was hot.
I would hope so.
And plus, I think she saw my toe and went, that'll feel better. I want that thing. Give me the biggest thing in her body. My dad actually taught me sex by saying, stick the biggest thing where she pees. And I put my foot in her toilet, and it was bad. But my toe right into her. And we giggled like crazy. And do you like that?
It's not bad.
I'm like, all right. Well,
what a classy broad.
Let me throw a little Raphael Septien action in there and start kicking. I didn't like full foot, but, you know, I've done the toe. But never had anybody suck my toes before. Oh, is this a thing? I don't like it. I don't think I like that. I'm not a foot guy.
I hate
foot massage.
I don't like foot massage.
Especially see those Circle K feet walking
around. Oh,
man, there's nothing worse.
That crusty whatever's going on the heel.
Yep.
Yeah. You start chewing on that rawhide heel. Something about it.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's something about it, all right. Yeah.
That I just picture those
awful
videos every now and then you get on Instagram where the guy's like filing the base of his heel.
Oh, and it's like snowing.
Snowing all
it's
over.
Like foot parmesan.
That's horrible. That is awful. Anyway, wash your goddamn feet in case some stranger wants to suck them later today. Yeah, I've never been like even the most beautiful girl foot. I'm not sucking it. I mean, think of where I'll put my mouth, and your foot is off limits.
I'm sleeping in boots.
I mean, I
hotel I stay.
I will grab those things and make the Chattahoochee Canal and bury my face in there. In the worst sewer you've got. You put your foot in my mouth, I'm going to punch in the face, lady. Yuck, that's your foot. But you just tossed my shut up. That's your foot. That's disgusting.
Your face looks like you've been eating chocolate ice cream all day.
But it wasn't from a foot.
And you're not dragging that thing on the floor.
Yeah, you're not scooting around on the carpet with it. I'll lick that, and I'll lick that. But get your foot out of my mouth.
You're weird.
You're a pig. Now, roll over on your tummy. I'm not done with dinner.
It's out of control now. 98.
K-U-P-D.